So then the number of employees you're hiring, I mean, it's getting bigger and bigger all the time, that number.
It is. Some of the components got so big that shipping became a real issue. Some of these engines that we worked on, the cowlings to the engine and the thrust reverser, which is the brake on the back of the engine, are 10 feet in diameter. And you just don't ship those on another airplane. And it's too expensive of components to put on a boat. So we established a factory in Wales to service the Middle East, Africa, and Europe. Why did we go to Wales? Because the factory was available empty from somebody else that wasn't there anymore for whatever reason. Plus, they gave us a whole bunch of employees that were quite skilled, and they paid our wages for a while to employ people in Wales. We did the same thing in Singapore. There's now a factory in Mexico that we do the same thing. Different components, but what we had to do is go for logistic purposes rather than trying to go for cheaper cost. And we have 5 or 6 different locations here in Tulsa.
So all this growth was in the 70s, 80s, 90s?
Yes.
The time period that we're talking about. I keep thinking about this 12-year-old boy who came to Sapulpa, and all of this comes because he landed here. He could have ended up some other town, some other place, whatever, but it happened to be
here. Well, you know, it could have been the Texas company or the girl playing the piano that kept him here, who was his wife. I can't answer that, but when he got in the business, we discussed he got in through purchasing Tom Braniff. When he got out of the business, where my father and he sold the insurance company, is when another aviation company made him get out, which was Nordam, in that they had to sell because they got too old to run it themselves, and the next generation, my brother and I, had done something different. So my grandfather always said, the start and finish of my whole working career was aviation.
How old was he when he died?
I think he was 93.